You know, every time I speak, I want the truth to come out. You know what I'm saying? Every time I speak, I want to shiver. You know, I don't want them to be like, they know what I'm going to say because it's polite. They know what I'm going to say. And even if I get in trouble, you know what I'm saying? That ain't that what we're supposed to do? It's, I'm not saying I'm going to rule the world or I'm going to change the world, but I guarantee that I will spark the brain that will change the world.
I think what you're trying to ask is, why am I so insistent upon giving out to them that blackness, that black power, that black pushing them to identify with black culture? I think that's what you're asking. It's, I have no choice over it. In the first place, to me, we are the most beautiful creatures in the whole world, black people. I mean, and I mean that in every sense, outside and inside. And to me, we have a culture that is surpassed by no other civilization, but we don't know anything about it. So again, I think I've said this before in this same interview, I think at some time before, my job is to somehow make them curious enough or persuade them by hook or crook to get more aware of themselves and where they came from and what they are into and what is already there, and just to bring it out. This is what compels me to compel them. And I will do it by whatever means necessary.
I am your host, Montoya Smith, a.k.a. Black Socrates, and welcome to the Mental Dialogue Talk Show. We are the return of intelligent radio as we ensure the free flow of opinions and push the envelope on the questions America's afraid of asking the mainstream media. Good morning to all the intellectual outcasts out there listening. Glad to have y'all with me as I have one returning guest and another special guest on for this morning's discussion question. Go ahead and get them introduced. We're going to start with our queen of the next couple of hours. I hope she's rocking with us for a couple of hours. But if you will, I have Keeba Richardson. How you doing, queen? I'm glad to have you on with us this morning. You are a first-time guest. If you will, say hello to the intellectual outcast, as I call my audience, and tell them a little bit about yourself as it relates to this morning's discussion question, if you will. But thank you for being with us, queen.
Of course, peace and love, everybody. I'm Keeba Richardson. I am an author, holistic life coach, and I'm really, you know, I consider myself to be someone here to assist others on their ascension journeys, and that's what I really intend to do. And in terms of what we're speaking about today, just really unplugging to go within yourself, I feel like that is the absolute best way for you to really tap in and to become self-aware so you can truly ascend into your greatest self. You know, a lot of times we have so much stimulation and we're just bombarded by the opinions and thoughts of everyone else. We're on social media, we're watching TV, we have all of these things stimulating us, and sometimes you need to just take a step back and silence all of the outside noise so you can truly listen to and feel your own inner guidance, you know, your own inner voice.
No, absolutely. Glad to have you here. You are perfect for this morning's discussion. But before we get into the discussion question itself, let me introduce, no need for introduction, Dr. Gerald Hassel, as we like to call him, Dr. G. Thank you, King, for being with us this morning. If you will, say hello to Keeba, hello to the intellectual outcast, and if you will, give some of your background, just in case there are some new listeners who haven't heard your extensive background as it relates to this morning's discussion as well. But again, glad to have you with us, King.
Good morning. Good morning. Glad to be here. Good morning, Keeba. I believe I'm probably about 30 minutes away from you here in Puerto Morelos, Mexico. So it's nice to hear your voice. I am a clinical psychologist, trained as a clinical psychologist. I've had my doctorate degree since 1999 and have been in private practice for more than 23 years. I've transcended the field of psychology and the traditional book approach, and I'm really a spiritual teacher, and I've been working with clients now to find themselves and also to live their best lives. So I've been doing that with African-American men, women, and adolescents for a very long time. I'm also an author, wrote a book called The Impact of Father Absence on African-American Boys. And I've been living in Mexico close to 3 years. I got to a point where it was just an abusive relationship between me and the United States. And I'm not one to stay in an abusive relationship. So my happiness, my peace was contingent upon me doing something radically different than I had done before. And that difference was leaving the United States. And it's been the best decision that I've ever made in my life.
No, I love it. I've been following YouTuber for years. And I don't know if you knew I was following you this long, but I watched you make that same transition, if you will, from the States to Mexico yourself. I'm so glad to, in a sense, get you and Dr. G connected. Again, I am a connector by nature. And so hopefully, Kiva, you'll learn a little bit about myself. But again, I watched you make that same transition. If you will, let me get the cat out of the bag on this morning's discussion for anybody out there listening who haven't seen the promotions. This morning's discussion question is, mental health, can I unplug to find myself? Again, my name is Montoya Smith, a.k.a. Black Socrates. So typically, again, for first-time listeners, I take the Socratic method to discovering the answers to all these questions. So we always offer the show in the form of a question. But before we get into even your transition from the States to Mexico as yourself, because I'm assuming it was related in similar ways, and just from watching you talk about it, I know it was pretty similar to Dr. G making that decision as well. But if we could just simplify down to just this initial thought, and this is how we always try to start the show. When you heard the question worded, particularly the way that I worded it, because I think I called you, or I think I originally mentioned it was going to be another name, but when you finally saw the question worded that way, mental health, can I unplug to find myself, can you recall, if possible, your first initial thought, just the initial thought, and then we're going to ask Dr. G the same thing as well, just the initial thought. We'll get into the secondary thoughts after the first break.
Well, my initial thought to that question is absolutely. I feel like it's the only way. Because you have to unplug to go within and tap into your true self.
Absolutely. Dr. G, you know, I've been reaching out saying I was going to try to link up with this young lady to be able to do this show or whatever, and want to highlight some things that y'all have for anyone that's listening. So for anybody tuned in, you want to stay tuned in. But the same question to you, Dr. G, if you will. I think you just recently saw the question maybe a couple of days ago. And so do you recall your first initial thought when you saw the question worded this particular way?
Yeah, I mean, I thought of the Matrix and just how the Matrix and other movies have talked about people being plugged into an alternate reality as a means of control. So I thought about The Matrix and some other movies that I've seen that make me think about, you know, this just mass illusion and hallucination that we're plugged into, and we need to unplug in order to find our true authentic selves.
Absolutely. I'm glad I've sparked a cultural phenomenon, because Matrix definitely was that series that everybody was talking about for years, all three of them, and all the way down to finding out, you know, the original story was written by a sister. We've done that dialogue as well. But absolutely. So that's pretty dope. Again, one of my favorite series, if you will. We got about a minute before break. And so if you will, just a quick thought on your transition. Again, Kiva, I'm assuming for some of the same reasons that Dr. G alluded to, just a quick thought, what brought about your decision to leave the States as well, if you will. Like I say, just a quick thought, we'll get into further into your story after this first break.
Well, it actually ties into the topic, because my move was a spiritual move. My spirit spoke to me. I was on vacation in Tulum, and my spirit said, this is home. And I'm really firm on following my gut, following my intuition and my inner guidance. And so I have traveled all over the world, been to 14 different countries that have never felt what I felt when I was on the beach in Tulum. And so I came back to the States and started doing my research. And, you know, everything just learned.
Nah, that's great. That's amazing. Nah, I love it. I love it. Yeah, we definitely want to figure out what that decision was and what made you brave enough to do it. I mean, you already kind of said you're a person who follows your gut, if you will. So definitely pretty dope decision, and you actually made it happen. We are up against this first break, so we'll be right back. You're listening to the Mental Dialogue Talk Show, where all I ask is that you think heads up for both of you. Each break we'll have a cut that I'll ask y'all to kind of let me know what resonates from the cut, from the cut. So just keep that in mind. We'll have a commercial, and then there'll a cut come right after that commercial. So make sure you're tuned in, and I'll ask y'all thoughts of that cut. Just giving y'all a heads up. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Mental Dialogue Talk Show, where all I ask is that you think.
Shout out to Kazimde over at Black Dot Culture Center and Bookstore. Thanks for carrying The Education of the Negro, Necessary Conversations on Race, Sex, and Culture. That's my new book. If you enjoy conversations like we have here every Saturday on the Mental Dialogue Talk Show, be sure to pick up my book so you and your family can engage in authentic dialogue. They can learn to navigate the African-American experience. Also, while you're at Black Dot, make sure you grab a cup of Ethiopian coffee and my favorite, the smoked salmon croissant. Visit Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore at 6984 Main Street, Lithonia, Georgia, 30058. Tell them Mental Dialogue sent you.
Welcome back to the Mental Dialogue Talk Show. I'm your host, Montoya Smith,
they said,
AKA.
You know, he said that we must be careful about the level of the fire.
I thought it wasn't saying it.
Maybe he's talking about lunch. And they thought Jesus was thinking about lunch, like most of you do when you go to work. People go to work at 9 o'clock and dream of lunchtime. They can't wait for the break. And when they come back from lunch, they dream of 5 o'clock. Why? Because they're not doing what they were born to do. They can't wait to get away from it. And they said to Jesus, is it because we haven't bought any lunch that you said we must be aware of the leaven of the Pharisees? And Jesus said something to them that I believe should change your life. He said, friends, why do you worry about lunch? Always thinking about food, you human. He said, my meat is to do the will and the purpose of my Father. Until you find something more important than food, you haven't found your purpose yet. When a person has discovered their purpose, a passion rises up inside of them that keeps them away from even food. They don't even take vacations. You got to beg them to rest because they got a passion for living. When a person has found their purpose, they are strange. They have no working hours. Only people with jobs got working hours. People with purpose have no working hours. Then there's no punch clock for them. They go to work just when they wake up, and they stay to work until they fall down dead. I'm talking about it. I'm talking about one of them right here. And if you check all the great people of history, that's the way they live. I mean, Paul, what a man. The guy preached all night until the guy fell out of the window and died. Paul went downstairs, healed the guy, raised him to the dead, put him back in the window, and kept on preaching. That's what I call passion.
Welcome back to the Mental Dialogue Talk Show. I'm your host, Montoya Smith, a.k.a. Black Socrates. This morning's discussion question, mental health, can I unplug to find myself? Special guest, Kiba Richardson, as well as Dr. G, Dr. Gerald Hassel. Dr. G, I'll actually start with you. That's a cut from Miles Monroe talking about finding your purpose. I think it absolutely relates to the day. So anything from that cut that stood out to you, and Kiba will come back and ask you the same question as well.
Yeah, two things. I definitely agree with, you know, what he said about food. Food can be a great distractor as well as an extremely addictive substance. So I broke that habit probably in the 80s. You know, I started fasting in the 80s and have fasted throughout my life and continue to do so today. My longest fast was about 28 days with just water. I've done multiple 21 days fast. And so for me, mastering mind over matter is essential for my happiness. So one of the things that I wanted to master was my appetite. And I've been able to do that. The other thing is that I don't know if I agree with him in terms of what, well, I define work differently. For me, my work is to discover myself and go into the infinite waters of self-discovery and knowing who I am and my power and manifesting that in the world. And so that work is constant and consistent. It's not an external process. It's a totally internal process. I'm seeking to master the trillions of cells in my body so that they regenerate, reproduce, and be in alignment with this creator, which allows me to have longevity, health, and vitality. So my job is to work on me, and that's why I'm here, so that I can ascend to other levels of spirituality and consciousness, and that's my work.
28 days. I did 36 hours a couple times. That was my limit, Doctor.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I have thought it 21. Already 24 hours. What about actually, I know you are one of our black level members, another one of our black level members. I copied him on the 24 hours, so I got it 36 hours once. So definitely amazing to hear that, you know, you did 28 days. Kiva, I know you are also a fan of that as well, but anything from that cut in mm-hmm. particular that stood out for you as well? Go ahead, Queen.
For me, definitely just the whole notion of working a job that you don't love, doing work that you're not fulfilled with just because it's what you were programmed to do. I feel like the reason why so many people are stuck on that hamster wheel and just in that rat race is because they have not unplugged. They are still very much indoctrinated, still very much rooted in fear and just, you know, following the program. You go along to get along and, you know, tying food into that conversation. I feel like food is the, you know, the biggest drug on the planet, unhealthy food, I should say, and it's one of the biggest things that keeps people stuck in their lower selves. It keeps people sedated, you know, keeps people in a state of being disconnected from who they really are. And the two go right together. I know, you know, I left the world of working for like corporations over 3 years ago. And that was the main thing that they would utilize to kind of keep people sedated, you know, bringing, you know, food. It was always food available, cookies, pizza, you know, hot dogs, whatever the case may be. So I feel like the first step to self-mastery is mastering what you put in your body. I know for myself and my personal journey, my ascension journey did not begin until I started being mindful of what I was putting in my body. You know, I've been plant-based for over 9 years, and that was the catalyst to me remembering who I am on a spiritual and cosmic level and really truly ascending and unplugging myself from the matrix. I had to start by being intentional with what I was putting in my body, and that opened me up and really helped me align with a higher purpose and really get out of that rat race of just working to pay bills, and it really helped me align with what I know I'm supposed to be here doing. You know, it really helped me align with my divine assignment.
Nah, it makes sense. And let's talk about that, because let's talk about the getting out of the rat race, right? Again, I followed you for a long time, love what you do. And so just to even, I would say, for someone who maybe that resonates, right? I'm stuck in the rat race, or you know, how do I get out of it? I know it's not an easy step. And so, you know, we're using, you know, so in a sense, the ascending and, you know, in a sense, those type of words. For somebody in that rat race, they may not have had those thoughts yet. And so I would like to, in a sense, talk about the practical idea of what I watched you do, which was transition out of, again, I don't know if you know, I've been following you this long, but I have, but you transitioned, as you said, out of the working perspective or the rat race, and you basically created an online business, and eventually I watched you even share with others how to do so.
and I'm in mm-hmm. this, if you will, this gadget economy, if you will, there's a lot of people that are feeling that way. Like, I really would like to figure out something so I can get away from this job. And so I want to highlight that not only have you, if you will, ascended and moved to Mexico on your own personal journey, but I also want to put that, you know, if you will, how you actually created your own business, and that was part of that transition. So if you will, highlight some of that journey and, you know, maybe share what that business is as well as how you help people. So I ask you a lot there, but I want to let people hear that story so they know it's not just, you know what I mean? Like, we're not just over here spending 2 hours talking about transcending, if that makes sense.
For sure. So, you know, my journey, it has been so many levels to it, but I would say the real journey started when I, again, changed my lifestyle, my diet. That kind of really put me into alignment with higher purpose, and I really just have a strong desire to help people be their greatest selves, and I feel like mastering what you put in your body, you know, what you are putting also into your mind plays a huge role in that. So I started my entrepreneurial journey in terms of, like, coaching and assisting others with being a holistic nutrition coach. And, you know, when I first got into that space, I didn't really know much about online business, like digital marketing and things like that. Uh-huh. But through me always desiring to learn more, you know, I started getting coaching myself and really learned how to start businesses online, which gave me the opportunity to reach more people. And so I have continued in that space now for really since 2015. You know, I started off with, like, creating digital products that were really developed to help people with changing their diet. You know, when the whole vegan scene, like, blew up, I was already plant-based before, like, the vegan scene kind of, like, became a trend type thing, and I would have people coming to me all the time asking me, how did I do it? So I started making programs, like, this is how you do it. This is how you transition in an easy way that's not going to be overwhelming. And it just continued to grow from there. And so 2020, after me really going through, like, one of my most pivotal awakenings, I would say, you know, really, I feel like that was when I really unplugged myself. I ended up writing a book to really highlight my journey. My book is called The Journey of Unbecoming, A Guide to Living Authentically, and it's really about us becoming aware of the programming we have received, you know, knowing how to work through the traumas that we have gone through, and really knowing how to tap into who we truly are, because we don't have to really try to become anything. We're already it. And I came to the realization that this journey is really more about me remembering who I am and the gifts I came into this realm with, as opposed to me trying to become something or be something. It's like, I'm already that. And so, you know, I released my book in 2020, and then at the same time, just being in the space of holistic health and wellness, really started doing a lot of research around plant medicine. So cannabis was what I was mainly researching, starting like 2018, and really just the way we kind of have been brainwashed and the propaganda that was created around cannabis to make it seem as though it's a drug, but in my mindset, it's sacred medicine. And so I ended up starting a CBD business in 2020 as well, and the business took off, so did the book. And I had a lot of people just coming to me asking me for guidance on, you know, how to start an online business. And so I started mentoring people in that space, and I still do to this day. I coach people in the space of online business, and then I also do holistic life coaching for women, where, you know, we focus on mental, physical, spiritual, and financial health. But knowing how to create a business around something you love and have passion for, I feel like that is really like a survival skill in my mind. Like, you knowing how to create something of your own, and, you know, with the time and space we live in now, we have access to so much that gives mm-hmm. us the freedom to do that. So mm-hmm. with me having a skill set that allowed me to say, you know what? Sorry for that background noise. You know what? I'm in a position where I can work anywhere. I can live anywhere in the world I desire to live. As long as I have a Wi-Fi connection, I'm good. I run my business primarily from my phone. you know, and it also gave me the opportunity to get out of the mindset of having to work all the time. You know, I don't work hard. I work hard on myself, as mentioned before. You know, that's the real work I'm doing, is my inner work. I'm healing, I'm ascending, I'm tapping in with the cosmos. That's my work. But in terms of working for money, that was a big part of me moving here too. I'm like, yeah, I have to fully unlearn grind culture. And I used to be so hard on myself. I got to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I got to put this many hours in. Just really, I was in the entrepreneurial grind. A lot of people are in the rat race of a 9 to 5, but there's also a rat race associated with entrepreneurship as well. And I had to unlearn that. And I realized that that's not healthy either, even if you are working for yourself. So like, you always got to be working. So I'm like, I'm relaxing into my desires. I feel like as long as I'm in alignment with my highest self, everything is going to always work out in my favor. But definitely having that skill set and knowing how to run a business online, it's a skill set that gives you ultimate freedom. You know how you're making passive income, you know, you can make money while you sleep, and then you're also able to reach people all over the planet. I work with women all over the world, have worked with clients from all over the world, and I'm not tied to one location. So, you know, when it came to me making the decision to move to Mexico, then this is one of the biggest things since I've been here. You know, a lot of people reach out to me. I want to do it. How did you do it? The biggest hang up is money. The fear around, you know, I can't leave my job, or what am I going to do to make money? So I did recently host a free workshop. Like, listen, the best thing you can do is learn how to start your own business, because that way you are in control of your revenue. You're not solely dependent on an employer who can literally switch up on you at any time. You can be fired. You can be laid off. Your position can be eliminated. You never know. And in my opinion, a job is never going to pay you your true worth, even if you're making six figures. That's what they think you're worth. That's not your true worth or the true value that you're bringing. So I'm really big on teaching people, even if they don't desire full-time entrepreneurship, you need to at least know how to start a business of your own so you have that freedom and flexibility and control over your own life.
Now, I love you breaking all of that down. I wanted people to hear that. Let me add one quick caveat, just because I would love to hear. I'm pretty sure everything you just said is music to Dr. G's ears, if you will. But I also like to just add the caveat. Again, I watched you for a long time. You've taught your son, in a sense, made him part of the business and taught him these very same skills. So not only are you helping people around the world, but I got to believe there's nothing like being able to basically input this stuff into your seed and watch it come to fruition. So if you could just quickly highlight just being able to show your son that, how amazing that has to feel for you. And then I would like to hear Dr. G's thoughts of what he just heard.
Absolutely. So with me starting the CBD business, I was able to allow my son to work with me in that business from the ground up and really teach him about entrepreneurship and really starting a business the right way. And so my son, you know, he has his own LLC. He has his own business now. My son is 20 years old, and he was able to learn things that took me years to find out. So I feel like planting those seeds is how we truly create generational wealth, because it's not about me becoming wealthy but not teaching it to my son. It's like you have to teach. I'm teaching him how to fish for himself. Like, you don't get to just sit back and live off of my fruit. I'm teaching you how to create your own fruit as well, and each one will teach one. But definitely, and it was just amazing for us to be able to work together like that. It helped us really bond and heal our mother and son relationship in a lot of ways. And my son is actually going to be moving to Mexico next year. So he wasn't ready.
Wow.
When I came, he has his own going on too, but he's moving next year. And we got other businesses that we're going to be operating together. So he still is a part of my business now.
Yeah, this is a beautiful story, Queen. A beautiful story. Dr. G, actually, I'm up against the break, Dr. G, if you will. So I'm going to hit this commercial. We're going to play another cut, so we may go in a different direction. But just love hearing your story. Dr. G, I'm pretty sure, again, that's music to your ears, because at the end of the day, I know your goal is to help people you know, both of your goals is to help people kind of reach the same space that you've reached. So for anybody there listening, the thing that I love to highlight is we bring you relevant people. We bring you people who actually are doing it. So that's the thing I love about being able to connect our community club members to people like Dr. G, and hopefully in the future, some of the people out there, y'all can connect to Kiva as you hear her own story today. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Mental Dialogue Talk Show, where all I ask.
What happens when your customers call your business and you're too busy to answer or call them back in a timely manner? You lose that business. Shockingly, 61% of inbound calls go unanswered. But fear not, tchmedia.ai is here to change the game. We specialize in capturing, nurturing, and converting your prospects into loyal customers. With our state-of-the-art communication solutions, no interaction will be left behind. When you miss a call, we've got you covered with automatic, engaging texts that keep your prospects connected and eager to choose you over your competitors. Don't let potential customers slip away. Make the smart choice with tchmedia.ai and skyrocket your conversions today.
AI is here to change the game.
On paper, if I would have showed the 14-year-old version of me what I had accomplished, if I could go back in time and be like, bro, look what you just did. The 14-year-old version of me would be like, what? Like, I knew it. You know what I mean? But the actual, you know, at that time, 28-year-old version or 29-year-old version was not feeling like was not feeling good, you know what I mean? It was not feeling, it wasn't enough appreciation. It wasn't enough, like, recognition of what I was actually doing. It was too much emphasis and focus on where I wasn't yet. And that hadn't been me up until that point. So that spark, it probably was like a couple year.
You're saying, like, the focus on what you were doing and the emphasis from the outside. Is that you putting pressure on yourself? Is that you not being happy with not hearing certain things about the work you're doing?
100%. Okay. That was it. It was ego-driven. 100%. It was like there was a nugget somebody dropped for me. They didn't know what I was going through necessarily, but maybe they saw something. But it sparked a practice that would lead me to exactly what you started the conversation with, which was like just a more like peaceful place in my life and more of a whew, you know what I mean? And that was at the time I had, and at this time it's the team. My team ain't right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. At that time when it's ego-driven, like, and you're not getting the things you want, and at this time for me, it was like, oh, the Grammys, they not fucking me. Oh, the such-and-such magazine, or this, boom, boom, boom. Why I'm not up here? You know what I mean? This is quietly what was happening in my mind. So I got with this new publicist, Catherine Fraser, and so she's amazing woman, and you know, in the midst of us talking, we would have conversations outside of, like, just career, and she was just telling me how she was into meditation. She was into, like, transcendental meditation, boom, boom. And I had flirted with it, like, in my early 20s, like, practiced it a little bit. Just didn't really know what I was doing, but had a nice little experience, but I didn't dive into it. But mind you, her telling me about that was coinciding with me realizing, yo, something's going on.
Welcome back to the Mr. Dialogue Talk Show. I'm your host, Montoya Smith, a.k.a. Black Socrates. This morning's discussion question, mental health. Can I unplug to find myself? Special guest, Kiva Richardson, as well as Dr. G. Dr. G, interested in your thoughts. I'm pretty sure, again, I know your love and Kiva's story. Assuming, I don't know how much y'all connected since you've both been in Mexico. Again, that was a goal of mine to get y'all connected, having followed both of you individually. Dr. G, longtime member of our club. And I was like, y'all two got to connect. Y'all are both down there. I didn't know how far apart, so pretty dope to find out it's only maybe 30 minutes, if you will. But if you will, just any thoughts on her story and the cut, and that was J. Cole on the Kevin Hart's I don't know if it's a podcast or whatever, but he was on. Kevin Hart was interviewing J. Cole, just to give a reference to that cut. But go ahead, Dr. G. I'm sorry, let me get you back live. I had you muted for a second. All right, go ahead, Dr. G. Okay. You're live again.
Yeah, I definitely resonate with what Kiva is saying. You know, when she was speaking, which you can hear, which is essential to understand and come into awareness of, is what is it that you most value in life? All right, so listening to Kiva, I can hear what she values in life. She values freedom, autonomy, sovereignty. She values health. She values family. She values growth. She values spiritual awareness and ascension. These are the things that motivate her, drive her, and she approaches them in a way that's non-negotiable. Right? And so for the people who are listening to us, the key and the guide to this journey is to become clear about what you value most in life and be committed to those values. Some people value external validation. They value materialism, right? And so they get caught up in the matrix and continue to stay in that matrix in order to receive the validation, in order to acquire the material possessions. But at some point in time, you wake up to your own unhappiness and discontent because those things that you value do not bring you joy, peace, and happiness. So when I listen to Kiba speak, I mean, I can clearly hear what it is that she values most in life, right? And she values growth. She values paying it forward to other people, helping other people grow. And this is an essential part of the process. For me, at the top of my list, what I value more than anything is freedom, right? And so in the United States, after George Floyd and all of the other things that were happening and have been happening my entire life, I needed to be free. And I began to pursue freedom in a way that I had only dreamt about. I dreamt about it, you know, as a child. But it's important to recognize what you value most in life. And so what I can hear with Kiba is, you know, a clear understanding of what she values most. And with the J. Cole interview, I can relate to that because I'm writing another book. And one of the things that I'm saying in the book is that if somebody was to ask me 20, 30 years ago if I was living the life that I'm living today, what would I say? I would say, absolutely, that sounds just like me. Right? Because I've always wanted to live this life. Right? My days are incredible. My days are magical, mystical. If someone followed me for a week, sometimes I have to pinch myself to let me know that it's real, right? And it's not complex, right? It's eating fresh organic food. It's having control over my time, working 1 or 2 hours a day, being able to make money, being able to go to the beach and lay out on the blanket, go diving in the ocean, right? Spend time with friends and family, having incredible health, being in great shape and conditioning, right? Like these are the things that I value. And so it's for me, it's not complex. It's the simple things of life that drive me, right? But it's also that internal journey, right? That what people don't understand is like when you begin to discover yourself, the geographical location really doesn't matter because the journey inward is so robust and incredible that that becomes the driving force is to go deeper and deeper into self-knowledge and awareness and self-mastery, right? It's an incredible journey. Right? So that's kind of my thoughts on what I've heard thus far.
I love it. Got a lot of callers out there. So for the callers, if you're just listening via the phone, no problem. We'll open up the phone lines now. If you want to ask a question or, again, we have – two experts, if you will, in the concept of unplugging, how to do it. If you know, just trying to figure out some things, or again, just ask questions. Press 1, and you'll be able to get on the show live. If you're online and would like to get in or ask a question, the number is 646-787-1691. Again, that's 646-787-1691. Kiva, any thoughts, if you can kind of recall the cut from J. Cole or anything from that cut that resonated with you, or just even something Dr. G said, if you want to expound upon your – go ahead, Queen.
Well, everything Dr. G said is for sure. And from that cut, though, see, me, literally I just had like a break. I'm not going to call it a breakdown. Just it was a song that just triggered something in me. It's a song called Pillows. And in the hook of the song, he's saying, if you would have told me my life would be like this, I wouldn't have believed you. So for me, I was so indoctrinated into the Matrix before my journey began. I was so consumed with materialism and caring about material possessions. Like, that was what I used to really find my worth in. You know, if I wasn't wearing designer clothes, if I wasn't driving a certain type of car, I felt a way about myself. And I had to literally lose everything to really unindoctrinate myself from that type of thinking and from that vibration. So, you know, being here in Mexico, I have cried happy tears, like, I don't even know how many times, because I'm like, everything I've ever experienced was preparing me for this. And I'm like, man, if you would have told me that this would be my life 10 years ago, I would have been like, no way, like, no way. And so I literally have to pinch myself, like, I'm here. Like, over the last week, I've been reading, like, journals from 2018, and I'm like, I was really manifesting this back then, but wow. I wasn't aware of it then. But I'm reading my journals, and I'm like, it's giving me chills. Like, I was literally writing this. But
wow.
To be here.
That's amazing.
And to just, to be here and to be amongst
those. To be able to live it out. You're living it. Yeah, right. Living out that manifestation, that's amazing. Let me highlight this real quick. And I'm not saying you didn't catch it, but if I could highlight this, I love you sharing, hey, had somebody told you you would be living this life, you would have been no way. I love, if you will, the dichotomy of what J. Cole talked about, of how he actually went through a period, the opposite of it, if you will, right? When he says, to a degree, his 14-year-old self, had he been able to say, hey, this is what you've accomplished at 28 or 29, that kid would have been like, yep, that's exactly what I thought for myself. And this is the aspiring, you know, rapper wanting to get into the rap game. And at 28, he's a superstar, and he's highlighting that he was going through a period where he wasn't appreciating the very life that he wanted at 14. So it's kind of dope to hear you say, hey, for you, you're kind of like, I wouldn't have believed it. He's like, his 14-year-old would have been like, yep, that's exactly what I would have thought. But he was at a stage where he couldn't even appreciate it. So it's kind of dope to just see how our minds process, you know, kind of how we are. So he's kind of – so J. Cole almost had to find himself to a point at a later age to be able to appreciate the same thing his 14-year-old self would have appreciated. So I just think it's kind of dope to hear that you explain your situation where it's kind of like, wow, this is exactly where I wanted to be, and now I'm living it. So pretty cool. I'm sorry I cut you off, Queen. You got a quick thought. We got another break in a couple of minutes, but go ahead. I'll finish what you were saying.
I'm like the opposite. Like, no, I would have never thought this for myself 10 years ago. The woman I was and the mindset I had, like, but just to kind of just extend on something that Dr. G mentioned, just to be here and to be amongst those of us who have come to the realization that we can thrive elsewhere. We don't have to stay in the United States and continue to normalize things that are so toxic. So this is like one of the most beautiful experiences I have ever had in my life, and I just find myself in extreme gratitude every day just for having the confidence to follow my guidance, to follow my bliss. You know, a lot of people think a lot of things about Mexico. It's a lot of negative propaganda. Mm-hmm. The mindset overall for a lot of people here is very negative. So to be amongst those who are like, you know what, I'm doing this. I'm literally changing the narrative for my whole entire family, the family that's coming from me anyway, so that we're doing things differently, like radically differently, and thriving, you know, elsewhere. And it's just been an amazing experience for me, and I'm just grateful. I'm grateful my highest self knew this was a path and that this was a journey, because who I was before, I'm like, I would have never imagined this for myself.
Nah, I love it. We're going to go to this next break. We'll be right back again for the callers out there listening on the line. No problem. If you want to get in, you do have to press 1. A lot of first-time listeners, y'all missed that. You have to press 1. So I hope you're not out there waiting to ask a question or call in. If you're online, the number is 646- 71691.
You do have to press 1 if you want to speak. We'll be right back. Well, all I ask is that you think.
Psychologist Dr. Gerald Hassel and Omar Buckner, founders of Self Mastery Retreats International, is proud to present a transformative experience specifically designed by black men for black men. This immersive retreat offers a unique opportunity for black men to forge deep bonds, enhance their personal growth, and empower themselves to create positive change in their lives, families, and communities. For 5 days in the sacred surroundings of Puerto Morales, Mexico, a select group of powerful black men will embark on a journey of self-discovery, creating a safe and supportive space to share their experience and build a strong sense of community. This trip will truly transform your life and takes place February the 15th through 19th, 2024. If interested, text SELFMASTERY to 678-548-2456. Again, that is SELFMASTERY to 678-458-2456 to receive a direct link for the retreat.
On paper, if I would have showed the 14-year-old version of me what I had accomplished, if I could go back in time and be like, bro, look what you just did. The 14-year-old version of me.
Welcome back to the Mental Dialogue Talk Show. I'm your host, Montoya Smith, a.k.a. Black Socrates. This morning's discussion question, mental health, can I unplug to find myself? Special guest, Kiba Richardson, as well as Dr. G. You just heard about Dr. G putting on a men's retreat down in Mexico. For anybody out there listening and loving what they're hearing, Kiba, she's doing one for the ladies. So let's highlight the opportunity for people to get close to a master of self-mastery, if you will, but definitely wanted to highlight what y'all are doing down there and make both of you are doing. Like Kiba said, to, you know, not to have the negative connotations, go find yourselves of all, you know, for anybody that might have that, those mindsets, go find yourself, you know, find yourself, if you will, in Mexico of all places if you carry those negative thoughts. But go ahead, Dr. G, talk about your retreat.
Yeah, definitely. I am so excited about that. We will be having a retreat February 15th to the 19th, a retreat designed by black men for black men, focusing on the 7 keys to self-mastery. We will take over a small resort, and it will just be black men, a small group at this resort. Powerful men will be coming from different parts of the world. And it's a time to disconnect, unplug, right, and eat fresh organic foods, receive full deep body massage, be pampered and treated like a king, and dive into the depths of knowledge and wisdom that is going to be a collective conversation. And so I'm excited about that. Here in Puerto Morelos, you will fly into the Cancun airport. We're 20 minutes away from Cancun. And it's going to be an incredible event. We also are committed to bringing 4 young men. We have a scholarship fund, and I'm very excited that we just selected our first candidate. So those who receive the scholarship will come here free of charge, totally, no cost, out of pocket. All they have to do is to have a passport, and we're paying all of the expenses to the retreat because we know how important it is to bridge that generational gap. So we'll have 4 young men between the ages of 18 and 23. Our GoFundMe campaign for the scholarship fund has been successful as we continue to raise funds and continue to look for support to bring these young men down here, which we think is very important. So it's going to be an incredible, beautiful experience that's going to not only change the individuals who attend, but it's going to change generations to come. I'm excited.
No, I love it. We had the Mr. Dialogue Live experience last night over at Urban Grind. Shout out to Cassandra, black-owned coffee shop here in the Atlanta area. And I was highlighting to some of the people who were first-time attending that one thing about our community club is if there's negative thoughts or connotations about the, in a sense, when we generalize about the black community, this is wrong, or we shouldn't be doing this, or we should be doing that. I said, inside of this club, we're the opposite of that. We do business together. We do vet and have certified people like a Dr. G who, as you hear, this retreat
will do wonders for any ladies out there listening, for your, you know, your boyfriend, your husband, whatever the case may be. Absolutely consider going on this retreat. But one step further, no surprise to me, y'all wanted to make sure the next generation is also taken care of. This is next level certified people who truly care about our community. And Kiva, again, I've just been a social media follower of you. I regret the time that you did a book release down at Nubian Bookstore. I was not able to attend. I really wanted to pop up on you and say, hey, been following you forever. Really appreciate what I see and have learned from you just as a social media follower as well. But not only, you also have your own retreat for the ladies. So if you will, let people know who are listening, if they're resonating with your story, here's an opportunity to, in a sense, get in tune and learn specifically from you, if you will. Go ahead, Queen, and let people know about your retreat as well.
So, yes, I will be hosting a retreat for the Melanated Goddesses January 8th through 15th, 2024. This is a holistic healing and psilocybin retreat, and I'm going to be doing this retreat in Izamal, Mexico, in the Yucatan jungle at a beautiful, this is a private retreat center. It's all-inclusive, so three plant-based meals that are literally from fresh organic food. We're going to be doing three different ceremonies during the retreat. We're going to be doing a facilitated mushroom ceremony, you know, here in Mexico. The one thing I do love is that you do have access to plant medicine, and things like psilocybin are not frowned upon. They are viewed as sacred medicine. And this is something that has been definitely pivotal on my journey of ascension and really tapping into who I am cosmically. And I feel like it's something that we still don't know much about in our community because we just don't have a lot of representation here. And so I want to, and this is from, I've had a demand for this. Women have been asking me to do retreats for a long time, and I'm just grateful to be in a space now to do it. But, you know, I just really desire to create a safe space for women in my community to have this experience. So we will be doing a facilitated mushroom, psilocybin mushroom experience. We will also be doing a cacao ceremony and a Tezmacao ceremony, which is a steam house, and it's shaped like a dome. It represents the womb of Mother Earth. And, you know, we're going to just be tapping in. It's going to be also some excursions included. We're going to go visit some Mayan ruins and really tap into a lot of the history we actually have here as the indigenous people to the Americas, because a lot of people don't realize that all of this history is connected. And I feel like that's the reason why my spirit led me to this specific part of Mexico, which is Yucatan. So this is an all-inclusive retreat, 7 days. In addition to the ceremonies, the excursions, you know, the food, we will be doing in-depth coaching. And this is a retreat that's also intended for disconnection. You know, no technology, no TVs. Like, we're really tapping in with each other and tapping in with ourselves. We're focusing on being rejuvenated and healing, you know, releasing trauma. Women, especially in our community, we have a lot of trauma, especially when it comes to our womb space as women, that we are carrying things that stem from childhood, societal programming. And it's just really going to be a lot of healing and unlearning and shifting the mindset so that women return feeling empowered and tapping into a part of themselves that has been kind of lying dormant. So that's really the intention for the retreat.
Nah, I love it, Dr. G. Let's attempt to do something here. So for anyone that's been listening, obviously didn't know we were going to share opportunities for, you know, the men and women to actually go on one of these retreats. But in this moment, someone may be listening and be like, man, I love what I'm hearing. And their mind is going to butt. And the reasons that they might not be able to go, or they're already jumping to, I wonder how much this costs. And so for somebody who needs this, but their mind is going there, what is that the inner dialogue? How can you assist them in walking through that inner dialogue to maybe take this need to do what they hear and know they that this resonates and they know they need to do it, or even if they want to encourage someone else to do it? Can you walk us through that inner dialogue, if that makes sense?
Yeah, I think what's valuable is to understand that it's an investment that pays off over the course of your lifetime, right? Like, this is, we're not talking about the cost, we're talking about an investment. And one of the common factors that you will hear with Kiba, myself, and other people who are living an authentic life is that we invest in ourselves. We invest our time, our energy, we invest our money, right? And that return on that investment secures our freedom. You invest in yourself, Montoya, right? So this is a common factor. If you want to experience transformation in your life, part of the spiritual law is that you must invest, you must plant the seeds so that you can reap the harvest down the line. And so if the idea of coming to Mexico and being in a group of black men experiencing an incredible pristine environment that has been procured for you, there's an investment to that. We've made it quite easy. You can pay over several months installments, right, over the next 3, 4, 5 months. The cost is less than $2,300, and it's all inclusive. There are no other out-of-pocket costs once you arrive here. And so the return on that investment will not only affect you. If you're married, it's going to affect your wife. If you're a father, it's going to affect your children, and it will affect your grandchildren as well. The return on your investment is generational. And so I think that it's important to begin to see it from that perspective. This is a common factor for all people who experience exponential growth in their lives, and that is that they invest in themselves. So that makes sense. That's kind of what I
heard Kiba say. I heard Kiba earlier say when I asked her, I said, talk about your journey in the entrepreneur space in addition to this conversation. And she highlighted, I got coaching to get, and now I coach people. And so Kiba, I'm pretty sure, when you start talking about the trauma in the womb space and things of that nature, and we've done all kind of shows with different therapists and all the aspects. And as men, we literally have no clue what y'all go through in the process of mothering a child, if you will. And so, I can only imagine that there's someone listening that what you just said about this opportunity to learn from you, to be a part of this, to receive coaching on this type of guidance, they're also experiencing that. So what has been your process to, in a sense, have someone who's still hanging on to some of those fears for not getting something they know they need? What are your thoughts in reference to how to make that jump as well?
Definitely, you have to start viewing yourself as your most valuable asset, in that you cannot grow if you're not willing to invest in yourself. A lot of people have asked me, how did you get to where you are? It's like, I invest in myself always. And so it's definitely an investment. And you are, as Dr. G said, this is going to be a return on investment that continues to give infinitely. So I feel like, especially in our community, a lot of times we don't prioritize. We are willing to spend money on things that are not going to help us. Getting your hair done, nails done, going to concerts and things like that. But then when it comes to the things that we really truly need, we don't want to make the investment. So I feel like, also because of our programming, a lot of people's vibration around money is fear. And you have to intentionally release that and know that if this is something that you truly desire, because yes, coming to my retreat is going to require an investment, but I know what I'm going to bring to the table, and I know what you are going to leave with. Just even based off of the women I work with in my life coaching program, I have helped women transform their entire lives, leave unhealthy relationships, start successful businesses, reduce weight that they have net. Like, I have had women say, I have been trying to get to this certain weight for 10 years and have never been able to stay consistent and make progress. I have helped women get off of all of their medications, so I'm like, I know that what you're going to get from this retreat is information that will literally help you transform your life and change the narrative for the people that are around you and coming behind you right now. It's time for women to tap into their divine feminine power for the sake of everyone. Because a woman, you have a greater impact on the lives of your children than anyone else. And we have a lot of work to do collectively, especially in our community as women. We have a lot to heal from. we have a lot to learn about ourselves and our true history and our true power. So I know that this investment, I mean, the return is gonna be an infinite return.
The cost. You gotta, let me jump in real quick because we're at the top of the hour. Sorry about that, Queen. But I just want to highlight, and I'm just using this word in particular, because Dr. G's always teaching me how to speak better, if you will. But I'm jumping to this word for anybody that's listening to what both of you had to say. The cost ain't enough based on the return. And I'm just throwing that out intentionally, just letting people hear that in the sense of if what you're hearing today resonates with you, find a way. I've had Brother Dwayne Drawn on the show several times, and I went to a retreat he had just last year, mind-blowing. But his first step was at a time where he was at risk of losing his home, and he took a journey similar to this. It was inside the States that he always highlights. It was as the catalyst to the man I see now who lives authentically and can't even count his money coming in because it comes that way. And he always highlights taking that chance and investing at a time where it seemed like he shouldn't. So just wanted to highlight that. We're at the top of the hour. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Mental Dialogue Talk Show, where all I ask is that you think.
Hey, where did you get that hat and t-shirt? I like that.
Oh, I got this at moneymotivation.com. It's fresh, right?
Yes, and I love the message on it, too. You are the hustle, huh?
That's what the shirt says. I am the hustle. They embody the entrepreneurial spirit, and what I like the most, it's more than a brand. It's a lifestyle for those who want to put in the work and expect to have the finer things in life. I also follow them on Instagram. Check this post out.
If you believe money is the root of all evil, you're using it wrong?
Or how about this one? Excuses made $0 an hour.
I like those. What's their IG?
At moneymotivation.co.
But do they have any ladies gear?
Yes, you're going to love the clothing line they got for the ladies. Matter of fact, pull up their website, moneymotivation.com, and I'm going to get you a few things so we can both look like money.
Everywhere I go, and everywhere I be, I don't even talk, they still know it's me. Cause I look like money, smell like money, talk like money, even walk like money.
Hey, are you a wine drinker?
A little bit here and there, but my wife definitely loves hers. Why you ask?
Man, you gotta try this vegan wine by Sip and Share Wines. I ran across them at this event in Atlanta, and now I keep me a few bottles at the house. What flavor you like?
I like me a good red or maybe a nice dipping deal or something, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, try the sweet red first.
Okay, that's nice and smooth right there. Yeah, that's kind of sweet like I like it, you know what I'm saying?
For sure, that's why I like that one as well. Hey, now try this Conjure Zinfandel. This one was featured in Forbes magazine as a top 10 drink for the summer. See what you think.
Oh, okay. Now that's fire right there. Where can I get a bottle of that?
Just go to sipandsharewines.com. They'll ship it right to your door. They black on, too.
Oh, yeah? Okay, you said what? Sipandsharewines.com? Is that it?
Yep.
Bad.
The other problem to compound it is we're growing up in a Facebook, Instagram world. In other words, we're good at putting filters on things. We're good at showing people that life is amazing even though I'm depressed, right? And so everybody sounds tough, and everybody sounds like they got it all figured out. And the reality is there's very little toughness, and most people don't have it figured out. And so when the more senior people say, well, what should we do? They sound like, this is what you got to do. And they have no clue, right? So you have an entire generation growing up with lower self-esteem than previous generations, right? Through no fault of their own. Through no fault of their own, right? They were dealt a bad hand, right? Now let's add in technology. We know that engagement with social media and our cell phones releases a chemical called dopamine. That's why when you get a text, it feels good, right? So, you know, we've all had it where you're feeling a little bit down or feeling a bit lonely, and so you send out 10 texts to 10 friends, you know, hi, because it feels good when you get a response, right? Right? It's why we count the likes, it's why we go back 10 times to see if my Instagram is growing slower, did I do something wrong? Do they not like me anymore, right? The trauma for young kids to be unfriended, right? Because we know when you get a hit of dopamine, which feels good. It's why we like it, it's why we keep going back to it. Dopamine is the exact same chemical that makes us feel good when we smoke, when we drink, and when we gamble. In other words, it's highly, highly addictive, right? we have age restrictions on smoking, gambling, and alcohol, and we have no age restrictions on social media and cell phones, which is the equivalent of opening up the liquor cabinet and saying to our teenagers, hey, by the way, this adolescence thing, if it gets you down... But that's basically what's happening. That's basically what's happening, right? That's basically what happened. You have an entire generation that has access to an addictive, numbing chemical called dopamine through social media and cell phones.
Welcome back to the Mr. Dialogue Talk Show. I'm your host, Montoya Smith, a.k.a. Black Socrates. This morning's discussion question, mental health, can I unplug to find myself? I just played a cut from Simon Salmonek, special guest Kiba Richardson, as well as Dr. G, our resident psychologist, if you will. Can't do a conversation about unplugging without talking about unplugging from social media, as Salmonek breaks down. The chemical reaction to being on social media, if you will. So, Dr. G, anything from that cut that resonates? And again, can't talk about unplugging without understanding, in a sense, some of the risk associated with being in a world in which we can pick up our phones and stay plugged into the matrix, as you referred to it earlier. Your thoughts, King?
Yeah, I mean, Pandora is out the box now, man, you know, so it's here. It's not going anywhere. And so we have to learn how to become critical, intelligent users of this technology. Dopamine is a hormone, a neurotransmitter that is activated in the brain in the process of pursuing a goal. So it's something that, you know, once you are experiencing a dopamine rush, you are in the pursuit of something. And so, yeah, that technology is in pursuit of identity, dopamine rush in terms of self-esteem, in terms of feeling good about yourself. And so it's critical and essential that we learn how to use it effectively, but also how to unplug from it, right? You know me, Montoya, I'm a big proponent of creating your own accountability structures where you can raise your own credit score. So with my clients that I do coach, I teach them to create accountability structures so that they can celebrate their own progress. They can see it daily, that they can document it daily. Like we have to create our own structures that produce dopamine in our brain because we perpetuate what we celebrate. And so you've seen my accountability structures, right? I have a piece of paper on my refrigerator where every day I cross off my spiritual practice, I cross off my workouts, I cross off my writing schedule, right? And so this accountability structure is documentation that allows me to be in a state of celebration so that I don't have to go to my cell phone to validate who I am. I'm raising my own credit score, giving myself credit, producing celebration and neurochemicals in my body that feed the trillions of cells in my body to regenerate with truth, light, and love. This is what self-mastery is about. It is the practice of disciplining the mind and body for the purpose of spiritual growth and service to others. So one way to unplug is to create your own documentation, your own accountability structures to show your consistency, your discipline, your focus, and doing that on a daily basis, right? And so there are times that I don't want to work out, but I want to make the check mark on my accountability structure. And so I go to the gym and work out and come back and make that check mark. That produces dopamine in my system because now my documentation puts me in a state of celebration. So at the end of every 30-day period, I can look at that structure, that piece of paper, and say, wow, beautiful. You were consistent. You're in integrity. You said that you were going to do this. And here's the evidence of that. Here's the documentation of it. I love that, right? Because what's so essential about that is that when we talk about trauma, when we talk about depression, they have specific vocabularies. And one of the ways that we must unplug is that we have to deconstruct that vocabulary of depression, of anxiety, of trauma, and delete that vocabulary and replace it with a vocabulary that is healthy, so that the narrative that takes place, the conversation that takes place inside of our consciousness elevates our vibration, right? It raises our energy, right? My vocabulary has been completely overhauled, right? From one that was oppressive to one that is superlative, right? And so I get, like, for example, I had an experience the other day. I was riding to the beach and I had some pizza in there, and the pizza fell out into my bicycle basket. And the first thing that came to my mind when I saw it is like, damn, I'm pissed. And then the other voice said, no, you're resilient, right? So I immediately switched from thinking about being pissed to seeing myself as resilient, right? Because I've programmed my subconsciousness in a way that allows me to tap in and interpret my experiences from a position of strength and power. So now my thought process is in a totally different direction. Yes, I'm resilient, beautiful. You know what? I'm just going to make this work, right? And so one of the things that I teach my clients is that we have to deconstruct the narrative, the vocabulary that's associated with low self-esteem, trauma, depression, because it has a very, very specific vocabulary, right? So the ego's vocabulary is you have to, you must, you need to, you always, you can, never. When you communicate it in that context, you're taking away your freedom and your choice. And this is exactly what the ego wants to do, right? And so the first key to self-mastery is awareness, becoming aware of the vocabulary, the narrative that's going on in your consciousness and how it depletes your energy and how it takes you in a direction that continues to sabotage your progress and your success, right? So once we come into awareness of that, what I do is I teach my clients to deconstruct that vocabulary and begin to replace that with one that is, for me, I call it a superlative vocabulary, right? I'm radiant, regal, royal, powerful, incredible, unstoppable, unbreakable, resilient, resistant, defiant, right? Like, I can go on and on and on for a couple of minutes with a superlative vocabulary and how I relate to myself, right? And so it's important to see that when you are depressed, there is a specific narrative that I can tell you, I know what it is because I've been depressed, right? It's a narrative that is taking away your freedom. Right?
I always like to share with people. I always like to share with people mental dialogue. We are a lot of things, but I always say the answer is in the name itself, mental dialogue. If we can improve the conversation inside your own head, you will be better. Mm-hmm. Therefore, our community is better. And so that's why we take a specific psychological approach, if you will, to helping our community, and then it also leads to the other aspect of the club, which is connecting. So we have these dialogues that, again, challenges some of the things that we need to, you know, in the community, but specifically yourself, because we always ask all our asks that you think. So, you know, our belief is if we can equip you with the ability to critically think, you will solve your own problems. And so, again, you save yourself with your own dialogue, and then ultimately we connect you with other people. So I love all the things that you're saying. I want to highlight a couple of things that you just mentioned and go to Kiba as well. But I have to, you know, having had dialogue, have therapy with you, I don't mind saying that, if you will, Dr. G. But a lot of people are like myself. I'm a kind of a to-do list guy or whatever as far as what I want to accomplish each day or whatever. And so that can be good, but in a lot of cases you can kind of falter because sometimes you find yourself doing the things you don't need to do or whatever, or you get upset because the last 2 days you didn't complete your to-do list and that type of thing. But when I add to the things that you're talking about, my to-do list started including my daily things that I, as you said, that I wanted to commit to, my working out, my reading. These are the things that I wouldn't necessarily, you know, I would add the workout per se, but I wouldn't add the reading, or I wouldn't add if I want to meditate or if I want to take time for to myself. I wasn't putting that on my to-do list, right, my to-do list or whatever. And so when I changed the list to consistently add the things that matter to me personally and it reduced my list to, all right, let me accomplish this one thing or two things for my business I need to accomplish today. And so the list changed when it included those things that matter for me, the things I used to didn't even add. So I just wanted to kind of give a testimony to some of the therapy that you've gave me and how it's worked in my life. If you will, Kibo, again, Dr. G said a lot. I'm just kind of letting y'all massage and walk through this thing so people can see, again, the value that y'all bring to people. I'm pretty sure it's resonating. I've gotten texts even already from people listening that this show is resonating for them. One person was on the line wanting to talk, so I hope if you're listening now, you have to press 1 if you want to ask a question or get on the line. They had to go, but they missed it. So if you're on the line, please press 1. You can jump in this conversation with us.
Hey, Montoya.
Go ahead, Kibo. Go ahead, Dr. G. Yeah, go ahead.
Montoya, let me just say something right quickly.
No problem.
Based on what I've said, an important question for your listeners that can be helpful is to ask themselves, like with the accountability and the list that you talked about, is what does that say about me? Right? Because your to-do list is not about doing, it's about what you're being, right? Being consistent, being disciplined, being in integrity, right? So we always want to interpret these experiences from a position of power and strength in terms of who I am being, right? So you can look at these things, although they may be activities, but the question is, what does that say about me?
No, that makes sense. I'm disciplined. I love that change.
So I just wanted to
get that. Yeah, I'm kind of jumping in because I realized I got a bump against the break. It snuck up on me. But I love that because, like you said, I started adding the things to my being, not, as you say, the things I need to do. These are the things I need to be for myself. So I like that change in vocabulary. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Mental Dialogue Talk Show, where all I ask is that you think.
What happens when your customers call your business and you're too busy to answer or call them back in a timely manner? You lose that business. Shockingly, 61% of inbound calls go unanswered. But fear not, tchmedia.ai is here to change the game. We specialize in capturing, nurturing, and converting your prospects into loyal customers. With our state-of-the-art communication solutions, no interaction will be left behind. When you miss a call, we've got you covered with automatic, engaging texts that keep your prospects connected and eager to choose you over your competitors. Don't let potential customers slip away. Make the smart choice with tchmedia.ai and skyrocket your conversions today.
tchmedia.ai is here to change the game.
Check yourself and tell yourself, like, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
Or catch yourself. Not get off of there.
Mm-hmm.
But every time you say no, and like while battling like an addiction, it's like you get stronger. You add a pebble to your strength. You know what I mean? So like that.
I like that.
You know what I mean? It's like, yo, a no is a powerful thing, and you get stronger, and the other thing gets just a little more weaker. So while I set these ground rules for myself, she mentioned the meditation, and she had explained to me like how her experience with it and like how life changing was and how clear she felt. Boom, boom. So I was like, you know what? I was out in LA, like I had came out here to work on the album. I had the album titles, 2014 Forest Hills Drive. I had it all mapped out. I knew what the album was gonna be called. I knew I was gonna buy the house back. It all felt like it was like supposed to happen, and I started adding that. By the time 5 months hit, I would have these revelations and clarity about my life. And I would see what was actually happening in my life and where I was headed. You know what I mean?
Welcome back to the Mental Dialogue Talk Show. I'm your host, Montoya Smith, a.k.a. Black Socrates. This morning's discussion question, mental health. Can I unplug to find myself? Our special guest, Kibo Richardson, as well as Dr. G, as we hear another cut from J. Cole talking about, if you will, the power of meditation. He is my favorite artist from this era, talking about where his mindset was before Forest Hill Drive. For those who know that album, it's definitely his classic best album of his career. But if you will, Kibo, would love to hear your thoughts on about what you just heard. That process, the power of saying no, because, again, you talked about helping the ladies, and one thing about sisters being nurturers, quite often giving of themselves
saying no is not something they're prone to do when it comes to their children or their family members, and in a sense, running themselves down by never understanding the power of no and finding themselves. And so I thought we definitely had to highlight that journey as Cole talks about using no to break an addiction, if you will. Your thoughts, Queen?
Okay, I want to go back, though, quickly to the social media.
Go ahead, Queen. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, so I feel like, and it ties into what he said on this cut, too, but social media, in my opinion, is like a double-edged sword. It can definitely be used for good. You know, for me, I view it as a tool that I use to motivate, inspire, and really use my voice to assist others. But at the same time, because of the way it interacts with our brain and the fact that the average person is not utilizing social media as a tool, it causes a lot of mental disconnect within. A lot of people are judging themselves, they're comparing themselves, they're seeking validation with social media. So I know on my journey, I have been, you know, my spirit has led me to take several detoxes from social media. I remember I went one time like almost 6 months without being on social media, and it was one of the most peaceful times of my life. And so now that I'm a more aware and intentional being, I know how to have balance with social media to where I don't let it consume me. You know, I use it for what it's for, but I don't get caught up in the vanity of social media. I don't care. I'm not concerned with the likes, the what are people saying. I don't even get caught up in it. I literally have a post where people are commenting and it's negative stuff sometimes. I'm like, I'm not going to go back and forth with this person because what they're saying doesn't bother me because I know who I am. So I will just block, delete the comment, and keep it moving. But it's such a part of society today, the average person, this is where the majority of their time is spent. It's scrolling on social media. And so your subconscious mind is picking up everything you scroll past, all of it. And so you have to be very intentional about, for one, what you're following, who you're following, the time that you're spending on social media. And I feel like taking intentional time away from it is a great way to unplug. You will notice immediate peace. This is something I always instruct the women out in my life coaching program to do. Right now I have about 10 women. They're all on social media detox, you know, for a month. We're going a whole month with no social media. It's an immediate calmness that you feel just by not being bombarded by all of this energy that doesn't belong to you. So something I practice in my life, like I start each day by making sure my cup is full. I have a whole like self-empowerment routine I do before I'm even open to getting on social media and allowing other people's energy to come into my space. So I feel like you have to really know how to detach from it, not be absorbed in it, and definitely not allowing it to impact your mental health negatively, because it's a lot of pressure that people succumb to. You know, it's a lot of bots, especially for women when it comes to body image. A lot of women are comparing themselves, and it can just be detrimental to your mental health if you are not in a place where you are really truly rooted and grounded within yourself. And so
makes sense. Let me just say this real quick. I'm going to let you finish. I just want to highlight, like you said, for women with body image. On the flip side, even for us as men, the aspect of thinking that you're just, in a sense, following beautiful models, if you will, or whatever, it literally distorts what you will go for in real life or be okay with, and that distortion can really interrupt you being able to enter a healthy relationship. So just highlighting, again, the power of it, you know, from that aspect as well. So I just wanted to bring that in real quick. Sorry, go ahead and finish what you're saying, Queen.
No, I absolutely agree. I feel like social media has definitely taken a toll in a lot of ways on what relationships, dating, sacred unions are all about for that reason. I feel like that what you just said is also is true for women. And, I see a lot of times, even coming from women, how aggressive social media has allowed women to be when it comes to men. Like, I have male friends who have shown me, like, their DMs, and I'm like, I had no idea women were, like, this aggressive in terms of, like, pursuing men on social media. I was baffled. I'm like, wow. But yeah, like I've known women in my life who are like, yeah, oh, I'm sliding into the DMs of rappers and athletes. And I'm like, what? So it is just, I feel like I said, it's a double-edged sword that if you're using it to really assist you, it can be a great thing. But when you are just consuming it and you're just sitting back and you're comparing yourself, you're now as a woman, you're chasing after me. It's like, yeah, that's when it gets kind of, it gets toxic.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Are the people you following inspiring you? Are they motivating you? I don't follow anything that's negative, anybody that's negative, anybody that's posting negativity. I'm not following that. So, you know, taking an assessment, you know, following a bunch of celebrities and Instagram models, is that making you feel good about yourself? Is that motivating you? Is that inspiring you? If not, why are you following it? Why are you giving your energy to that?
Yep. And the brain is so sensitive when it comes to the psychology, and obviously we got Dr. G on here, so you know, we're lame and talking about an area of expertise for him. But even following who you are inspiring, here's the benefit of the breaks. Like, for example, you said you had these ladies on this break. Here's the beauty of even those breaks. Even if you listen to what Kiva says and say, all right, you know what, let me change who I'm following, because you know that was some good advice. Even the idea of a break. Let's say you've got your social media, like she just suggested. Here's the idea of a break. Even in following someone that is inspiring to you, the psychology of our brains, you could still experience a moment or something in real life where the same person who was inspiration makes now that same person, you start making the mistake of comparing, and while they served as mm-hmm. inspiration and pushed you forward, your psychology can switch at a moment where that same inspiration, now you're feeling like you're not further enough along, and this person is only positive. And I'm only just highlighting how unaware we have been of, as you said, the double-edged sword of it, if you will. And I love how you figured out the balance, because in my own story, here's what I could admit. As someone, most of our friends know, I used to reference myself as a technological dinosaur, if you will, or whatever, not just in the sense of I value real connections, real relationships. Never been a fan. I was the last with a beeper, the last with a cell phone, one of the last people on Facebook. I got a TikTok, haven't used it once yet. So everybody knows, in a sense, I'm slow to, if you will, this new technology. But even in being that person, I had some young people say, hey, you can be a mental dialogue, because I was doing it in barbershops face-to-face. And so some young people I was dealing with was like, look, you can use Facebook to build up mental dialogue. So since it was attached to my business, I was like, okay, let me try this thing. And I hated the process at first. But I say all that to say this. So I became very consistent with the promotion of mental dialogue, but found myself, even though my only intention, because I don't, and I still don't care from it on a personal level, if you will, but I found eventually, as I was going to be intentional about the promotion of mental dialogue, I would take a second to scroll here, take a second to scroll here, and the very things you're hearing on the cut from Simon Salmonek, I found myself with the very same addiction that I warned parents to say, look, don't let your kids get too much screen time. The same thing I was warning people, it's still, I was susceptible to it, and my only intentions at first were just to do it to mental dialogue. So I have to find that balancing act as well, and that's how easy it can overcome you. Dr. G, any thoughts on what we said before we go to the next break?
Yeah, you know, what strikes me about what J. Cole is saying when he says, you know, when I tell myself no, right? He's very, in a very simple level, explaining the process of neuroplasticity, right? So the brain has the ability to rewire itself. When you tell yourself no to a thought or behavior or action that doesn't serve you, it weakens the power of that neural connection in the brain that leads to that activity or that thought. And so we can begin to use new behaviors, new thoughts, new vocabulary, new interpretations of our experiences, the same way I talked about being going from being pissed to being resilient, to rewire our brain in a way that serves us. All right, so that's the process of neuroplasticity. The other thing that I found is two things. One is that the human brain continues to develop until up to about the age of 25. That's we didn't know that until recent technology came up. So, the executive functions, continued to develop up until about the age of 25, decision-making process, those type of things. So, but the ability to actually rewire our brain is held within our hands. So technology, and they understand this, the news, technology, all of this stuff, understands that. And what they're doing is wiring your brain to react in certain predictable ways that makes you an unconscious consumer, to experience fear and anxiety, all of those types of things. So this is the purpose of the Matrix, right? And so it's important to understand that.
Before you finish that thought, let me jump to this other break, and we'll let you come out of the break as well. All right, you're listening to the Mental Dialogue Talk Show, where all I ask is that you think. If you want to get in, 646-787-1691. If you're a first-time listener, you do have to press 1. I definitely got a couple texts of people who did not realize that. So make sure you are hearing me. You have to press 1 to join the conversation. We'll be right back, where all I ask is that you think.
Hey, are you a wine drinker?
A little bit here and there, but my wife definitely loves hers. Why you ask?
Man, you got to try this vegan wine by Sip and Share Wine. I ran across them at this event in Atlanta, and now I keep me a few bottles at the house. What flavor you like?
I like me a good red or maybe a nice dipping deal or something. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, try the sweet red first.
Okay, that's nice and smooth right there. Yeah, that's kind of sweet like I like it. You know what I'm talking about?
For sure, that's why I like that one as well. Hey, now try this Conjure Zinfandel. This one was featured in Forbes magazine as a top 10 drink for the summer. See what you think.
Oh, okay. Now that's fire right there. Where can I get a bottle of that?
Just go to sipandsharewines.com. They'll ship it right to your door. They black on too.
Oh, yeah? Okay, you said what? Sipandsharewines.com? Is that it?
Yep.
Yeah.
And so what this young generation needs to learn is patience. That some things that really, really matter, like love or job fulfillment, joy, love of life, self-confidence, a skill set, any of these things, all of these things take time. Sometimes you can expedite pieces of it, but the overall journey is arduous and long and difficult. And if you don't ask for help and learn that skill set, you will fall off the mountain, or you will, the worst case scenario, and we're already seeing it, the worst case scenario is we're seeing an increase in suicide rates, we're seeing an increase in this generation, we're seeing an increase in accidental deaths due to drug overdoses, we're seeing more and more kids drop out of school or take leaves of absence due to depression, unheard of. This is really bad. The best case scenario, those are all bad cases, right? The best case scenario is you'll have an entire population growing up and going through life and just never really finding joy. They'll never really find deep, deep fulfillment in work or in life. They'll just waft through life, and it'll be just...
Welcome back to the Mental Dialogue Talk Show. I'm your host, Montoya Smith, a.k.a. Black Socrates, along with special guest Kiva Richardson, as well as Dr. G. For this morning's discussion question, mental health, can I unplug to find myself, Dr. G? You can continue with your thoughts and address any of the cut as well.
Yeah, so again, what's important to understand is that we have the ability to consciously construct and reconstruct our brain by introducing a new vocabulary, new behaviors, new thought and actions, right? So this is one of the things where J. Cole, when he says no to a particular thing, he's instructing his brain to reject an idea which lessens that neural pathway that leads to that, right? So I think I've spoken on that. The other thing that I'll speak on the cut is the speaker was saying that in the best case scenario, we will have a majority of people who will never experience joy or happiness. Is that correct? That's what he said, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, that was Simon Sinek said that. Absolutely.
Let me ask you this question. When has there been a time in American history when the majority of people have been happy and experienced joy? I don't think that has existed. All right? I don't think there's a time in American history when the majority of the people will say, I'm happy and feeling joyful. It's not a part of this country's history. Right? And so with that being the case, then there has to be some other criteria that we assess and examine how we develop, how we grow, and what the expectation and outcome is for that growth and development. Right? This is not a process that the masses of people involved themselves in. The masses of our ancestors didn't run from the plantation to escape from captivity. Right? There are select groups. It is the small number of people who are radical, resistant, and defiant to the masses that always paved the way for the rest of the population. You know, that's just human history, right?
Right.
And so if you want to be a part of that group, this is where we have these retreats, and Kiva will tell you this. And I'll say this to the brothers and the kings out there. If your woman has been on a retreat and you haven't, you need to go to a retreat. Because she is growing and advancing and being exposed to things that you need to be exposed to. Right? The other thing is something that revealed to me, right, understanding the spiritual movement that has taken place, is that the feminine divine is assuming her rightful throne back, rightful place back on the throne. It's undeniable. It's happening. All of the signs and symbols are right in front of our face. With that happening, with the feminine divine assuming her rightful place back on the throne, and we see this through plant medicine being in the popular culture now, nature is saying, I have the cure for all of your illnesses. If the feminine masculine does not assume his place on the throne, we will have an unequal spiritual system once again, where the woman has ascended but the man has not. And this is particularly true in the Black community. This is why it's so essential for Black men to begin their ascension process, to attend these retreats. Because what we hear from women, and I'm in touch with women that give retreats all over the world, is that, wow, I wish my man could have this experience. And they're not having it because they're not making that investment. It is essential spiritually that as the feminine divine ascends to the throne, that she has a partner that she's equally yoked to and has the ability, the opportunity, and the power to reign over the kingdom and queendom. And that's why this is so essential and so important. When I got into the retreat, I didn't see this. I didn't see it. It was revealed through revelation to me spiritually. I said, okay, wow. 2024 is the number 8. 2248. 8 is a number of completion. It's a complete whole system. As above, so below. Right? Masculine, feminine. All of this stuff is coming into fruition now. And for those people who don't get it, there's going to be a lot of suffering as a result of that.
Wow. Maybe, yeah, let me let Kiva jump in. I'm pretty sure she has a lot to say about what she's just heard. But go ahead, Queen.
So going back to the cut, you know, with just the idea that most people will never find their joy and bliss, I feel like that ties into the whole topic of unplugging. Most people are not in alignment with their joy and bliss because they don't know who they are. They know who they have programmed to believe they are, and that ties into, you know, the whole just topic of social media, because a lot of people perceive who they're supposed to be based on what other people are doing. So knowing how to take time, knowing how to set boundaries for yourself, knowing how to tell yourself no to things that are serving you, knowing how to unplug, being okay with doing things that everybody else is not doing. Like Dr. G said, it's always going to be a small percentage of people that are pretty much taking the role less traveled, that are saying, you know what, I'm observing what the masses are doing, and there's something not right about this. Let me do something different. You know, those of us who have decided to pack up and leave and live elsewhere, feel like right now, yep, there is a huge energetic shift that it's been happening, but now it's you can feel it so much stronger, and this is the rise of the divine feminine. And, you know, I was doing totally different work the past few years, but my spirit was saying, nah, you have to tap in with the goddesses. You have to help women ascend. You have to help women get out of this 3D level of thinking and really tap into who they are on a divine level, because we have to heal. And like Dr. G said, resume our rightful place, because when we heal, everyone heals. And he's absolutely right in saying that if the women are ascending and the men are not, it's going to be a lot of, we're not going to have balance. And so I know for myself, on my spiritual journey, what has been revealed to me is if a man is not ascending, that can't be the man for me. You see what I'm saying? So I found that myself and a lot of other women who are truly on this spiritual ascension journey, who's really, like, I'm dedicated to my healing, to being my greatest self. Like, I can't even entertain a man who's not also on that same journey and who's not as serious about his ascension and his healing. And I'm so grateful to be connected with Dr. G and to know that he's doing retreats, because I have so many men who reach out to me and saying, I know you only really work with women right now, but is there something like this for men? So now I have the resources, because I have a lot of men who come to me and are very vulnerable. Like, I want help with this. I have trauma I need to heal. You know, I didn't have a healthy relationship with my mother, and I know that has taken a toll on my relationships. So it's a lot, and I know that men are in need of a lot of healing, too. We all are. We all got programmed and indoctrinated into this Eurocentric patriarchal system that has literally just been detrimental to us. And I feel like at the end of the day, you finding yourself and healing yourself and being willing to go within the depths of yourself and unlearn, reprogram your mind and open yourself up to new things. You know, I know for me, my highest desire is to heal, ascend, but also have that divine masculine counterpart so that we are in union, we are in balance, we are in harmony with one another, because that's truly the biggest threat, I feel, in my opinion. That's the one thing that they don't really want us to do. They don't want us coming together in sacred union. They don't want, you talking about a melanated woman, a melanated man who have healed and came together? Like, you know how that's, you're unstoppable. Like, so I feel like we all have to be on board with this, and that we all have to take a step back and just realize, like, this program you've been taught to go along with, like, look at what it's doing. You got to take a step outside of the picture frame sometimes, so you can't really see the picture. And I feel like unplugging is the way you do that. You have to unplug. You have to be okay with, like, being silent. Get outside in nature and just meditate in silence. Take a break from your phone, social media, the TV, everything, and just listen to yourself, because it's already within you. Your highest self already knows exactly what you need to do, and is really always there guiding you. But when you're distracted, you're eating unhealthy foods, you're seeking validation, you caught up in how many likes and followers you got, you can't listen to your own inner guidance. I have so many women who come to me saying that I don't even know how to trust my intuition.
Yes, that is major. That is major, that we, men and women, but like you say, obviously you're talking about the women who come to you, but just, I want to just jump in on that, because when I say it's major, just reiterating something you just said, is not even being about not trusting ourselves, right? Like the fact that a woman comes to you and says, that's my situation, she's taken the first step. She's admitted, I don't trust myself. But prior to admitting that, man, you know, man included, we make the same mistake. So, again, it's not a man or woman thing. I'm just highlighting that prior to even taking the step that I can't trust myself, how many of your regular relationships are ruined because you're making an assessment and ridiculing someone, when the reality is your distrust of yourself is why you're in that situation, and you project that onto someone else. So, like you said, understanding who you are, this becomes so necessary. And I was invited to a men's conference by the brother Chris James
Shout out that brother, maybe a couple of months ago. And I remember it was a black men's panel I was on, and I reminded people, and it's something that you just said, Akiwa, about, you know, that man and that woman on that ascension together are being unstoppable. I said to the people at that retreat, at that conference, I said, look, despite what you're seeing on social media, try to avoid the constant black men and black women ain't this, the dialogues about what women should be doing and what men should be doing. I says, despite everything that you're seeing there, never forget that we go together.
Exactly.
So if we go together, we absolutely need each other. So why would we spend any time fretting about what's wrong when we naturally go together? Obviously, it takes, as you said, this healing process to know who we are ourselves, and you will see actually more people on that journey because, as you mentioned, you can't do it otherwise. We go together. Never forget that. We're up against our last break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Mental Dialogue Talk Show, where all I ask is that you think.
LNG Technology Services, we are your industry leader in aircraft and heavy equipment repair services. In commercial business for over 15 years, LNG technicians have over 150 years of equipment-specific knowledge and are known industry-wide for returning worn-out, broken, and overused ground support equipment back to the user in working better than new conditions. For a service job done right at a value unparalleled in the industry, contact LNG Technology Services at 478-781-4860. Again, for a service job done right, that number is 478-781-4860. LNG Technologies is a Mental Dialogue Gold member and proud sponsor of the Mental Dialogue community.
Psychologist Dr. Gerald Hassel and Omar Buckner, founders of Self Mastery Retreats International, is proud to present a transformative experience specifically designed by black men for black men. This immersive retreat offers a unique opportunity for black men to forge deep bonds, enhance their personal growth, and empower themselves to create positive change in their lives, families, and communities. For 5 days in the sacred surroundings of Puerto Morales, Mexico, a select group of powerful black men will embark on a journey of self-discovery, creating a safe and supportive space to share their experience and build a strong sense of community. This trip will truly transform your life and takes place February the 15th through 19th, 2024. If interested, text SELF-MASTERY to 678-548-2456. Again, that is SELF-MASTERY to 678-458-2456 to receive a direct link for the retreat.
Again, text SELF-MASTERY to 678-548-2456. You keep hearing the Queen, Dr. G, highlighting, man, let's make sure we're not letting, in a sense, our sisters ascend beyond us to create imbalance that we know our community doesn't need. Take advantage of this amazing trip, if you will, Dr. G. Highlight any other ways to contact or how have access or give to the scholarship. If you could highlight that real quick. And Keeva, I want you to do the same thing for how do people find these retreats. And we'll continue the conversation after that. Go ahead, Dr. G.
Yeah, you can reach out to me personally. My number is 678-548-2456. We have a website that is at We Travel, so we post that on our Facebook page. My Facebook page is Gerald Carlton Hassell, H-A-S-S-E-L-L. You can also go on social media and look up the Black Man Self-Mastery Retreat because we're the only one that's out there. The Black Man Self-Mastery Retreat. If you Google that, we will come up. And also Self-Mastery Retreats International. But if you just Google the Black Man Self-Mastery Retreat, we will come up in social media.
I love it. Keeva, how do these queens out here find, or the goddesses, as you love to say, how do they find the amazing retreat that you're doing in January? And remind the dates for anybody who didn't catch you in the first hour. You never know how long people are listening.
Okay, so yes, you can find the retreat details on my website, www.kibarichardson.com. You can also email me at info@kibarichardson.com. I respond fastest to email, but I do check my DMs as much as possible. I've been posting about it on all of my platforms. So Instagram, I'm Kiba Richardson 1. On TikTok, I'm Kiba Richardson, as well as Facebook. The retreat information is in the link of all of my bios on social media, so you can definitely go to the link, check it out. All of the details are there. Everything, we have payment plans available as well that will allow you, you know, for the remainder of the year to pay off the balance for the retreat. So that's where you can find the details.
Nah, I love it. I need to highlight a new event that we're starting inside the $1 million Community Club. If you're here in the Atlanta area, next Saturday, we're doing the Book Exchange and Wine Club. Bring your favorite book, drink, wine, and meet people. We're meeting at a black-owned winery, Shavy Wines, next Saturday. Bring your favorite book. So it's not a typical book club in the sense that everybody's reading the same book. We kind of simplify the process, knowing that people, in a sense, sometimes don't attend because, oh, I haven't read the book. So we kind of created a new format, just sharing that with anyone out there listening in the Atlanta area. So you bring your favorite book or a book you're currently reading. You're going to get to meet three people, do three book exchanges. There'll be reading periods where you basically allow someone to read your favorite passages from your book. You'll read the favorite passages from their book at the same time. When the reading period is over, you both have a dialogue about what you just read. So it's kind of a cool way to get other people's thoughts on your favorite book or your current book. So just bring a book, bring a friend, and enjoy yourselves next Saturday at JV Wines. Go to mentaldialogue.com and scroll down and see the details for the Book Exchange and Wine Club next Saturday at 4 p.m. at JV Wines. All right, back to this morning's discussion. I also wanted to, as I've been doing recently, I've always been sharing pieces from my book I put out in March, Reeducation of the Negro, Necessary Conversations on Race, Sex, and Culture. And so I always like to teach people how to use the book. You could read it through page for page, but it's actually designed for short commentaries that have these same type of dialogues we're doing every Saturday with your family and friends at family gatherings or, you know, that type of thing. And so I wanted to share a couple of short pieces and get both of your, my guests, both of your thoughts on these pieces. I think you'll see some relation to this morning's discussion. So the first one is called Black Socrates Speaks, Life is Relentless. And I got a little quick quote from a character in Young Guns. It says, "I shall finish the game," Emilio Estevez as Billy the Kid in Young Guns, the movie. "Master this and you will succeed. Daily discipline guarantees your success or lack thereof guarantees your failure. Life is fair this way. To live the life you truly desire, you must do things you know you need to do, typically for much longer than you anticipated. With consistency, you will eventually reach the point of no doubt, which is precisely when the universe will deliver it. Your wishing it will happen is not enough. Therefore, your faith is exhibited by staying the course daily without seeing the results of your work immediately. The payoff is later. In the big scheme of things, this is precisely how we should want life to be. Never languish under the relentlessness of life, because we are equipped with an indomitable spirit to outlast any ups or downs life may bring. Just my 3 cents. All I ask is that you think." Your response to that, Kiba?
Well, I definitely agree with that philosophy. You know, I feel like because of our indoctrination into the matrix, we are programmed to only see what we can believe, and we also want things to happen overnight. Most people, even a lot of times when they get into their spiritual journey, you know, you start learning about universal laws, the law of attraction, law of vibration, you feel like things are going to happen overnight, but you have to stay consistent. And if you are consistent and you stay aligned with what you desire, it can't not manifest for you, because that's the power of your mind and your thoughts. And when it comes to you manifesting what you desire, like, you have to meet the goal halfway. Like, there are universal powers and forces beyond us that literally open the doors and make the divine connection. So I like the mindset of, you know, I'm not in control of how it's going to happen. I just know it's going to happen as long as I consistently show up. So I full-heartedly believe in that. You got to show up for yourself. and trust it and believe it when you see it.
Love it. All right, Dr. G, I'm going to read another short one. Again, these are from the book. They're designed to have dialogues for anybody out there listening. Imagine hearing these pieces or reading these pieces to your family members, and y'all just have an open dialogue. So the next one is, these are short ones at the end of the book. This one is Black Socrates Speaks Limitless. Tonight, I met Jada Pinkett Smith's spirit in my dream. And although she did not speak to me, she showed me how to live life fearlessly. Live our lives fearlessly, and we will achieve more than we could ever imagine, because as we acquire more, things previously unimaginable now reveal themselves. Life is indeed limitless, and if that sounds idealistic or unrealistic, just watch the new events in the X Games every year. The only way to win in life is to get off the sidelines and get in the race. Then as we tire, we must push past the fatigue and never fear the horizon. We must all learn that life's journey never goes to the swiftest, but rather to the one who fearlessly treks on with the mindset of Sean Connor, a.k.a. Hove. I will not lose. Just my 3 cents. All I ask is that you think. Your response to that one, Dr. G.
Yeah. You know, the whole idea of fearlessness, I mean, like, we will experience fear, but what you have done, Matoya, and I and Kiba have done is that even though we experience fear, it doesn't stop us. We move on in spite of fear, right? So we push beyond our fear, right? And we push into a space of unlimited possibilities. And so, you know, we're only limited by the deprivation of our own imagination. Right, like I say, the imagination is the most underutilized superpower in the human family. And so if we can imagine it, then we can obtain it. It's okay to experience fear as part of the human experience. But we push beyond fear, we face fear, we confront fear, and we can use that fear to motivate us and move us into a space of unlimited possibilities. The other thing that I want to say is that one, you know, in the first piece was, it mentioned the game. And so the listeners, what you need to understand is that the game that we are playing is the game of longevity. That's always the game. And there are games within the game. But the ultimate game is longevity, because if we're here long enough, we'll figure this out, right? So the game is longevity.
Yes.
Longevity.
The concept of it's never too late to start becomes such a reality.
Exactly.
Alex Haley really got his start from that at 50, if I recall correctly,
mm-hmm.
As far as being why mm-hmm. we know him in history. It's hard to be renowned and known in history. Very few people are going to go down and known in history. Most of the 9 billion people living, a handful will be known in history. And Alex Haley became famous at 50. Again, longevity is the game. I mm-hmm. love the thought. Albert Einstein says humans' greatest gift is imagination, or whatever, and, you know, thinking of,
yes.
you know, how we look at him as a scientist and that type of thing. And even he highlights the beauty of imagination. I know we only got a few minutes here, but really we could just, kind of hash this out. But what I want to also make sure
let me say this right quick.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Dr. G, please, go ahead. Yeah, we got a couple minutes.
Let me just say this right quick. Spirit doesn't respond to what you believe. It responds to what you know. So we must transcend being believers and ascend to being knowers.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like Kiba said, and know that I am going to receive it. Right? Religion will take us down the road of being believers, but spirit, because you know your creator, mm-hmm. you move on a path of being a knower and not a believer, and that's what spirit responds to.
No, I love it. You move differently. I love that. If we will, we got about a minute, so if y'all will, let people know how to stay in contact. Keep it going. Yeah, we only got a minute, though. I just want to make sure they know how to stay in contact with you, which is different than how to find you on the radio. You kind of mentioned it, but I just like to make sure we end the show with people hearing how to contact you. Sorry about that. We only got a minute.
Okay, so I'm Kiba Richardson 1 on Instagram, Kiba Richardson on TikTok, Kiba Richardson on Facebook. Email is the fastest way to get in touch, info@KibaRichardson.com. You can visit my website, www.KibaRichardson.com as well.
I love it. Dr. G, any public information before I'm going to close the show out with a song, but again, people online won't be able to hear this because it's been extending past our 2 hours.
Okay, yeah. You can reach me at drghassell. That's Dr. G. Hassell on Instagram. You can reach me on Facebook at Gerald Carlton Hassell. And you can also reach out to me at 678-548-2456. Send me a text. That's how my clients reach out to me.
All right. Love it.
Love yours. No such thing. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. Love yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing. No such thing.
Heart beating fast, let a nigga know that he alive. Fake niggas mad, snakes in the grass, let a nigga know that he arrived. Don't be sleeping on your level, cause it's beauty in the struggle, nigga.
Beauty,
goes for all y'all. It's beauty in the struggle, nigga.
Beauty.
Yeah. It's beauty in the struggle, ugliness in the success. Hear my words and listen to my signal of distress. I grew up in the city and know sometimes we had less. Compared to some of my niggas down the block, man, we were blessed. And life can't be no fairy tale, no once upon a time. But I be goddamned if a nigga don't be trying. So tell me, mama, please, why you be drinking all the time? Cause all the pain he brought you still linger in your mind. Cause pain still lingers on mine. On the road to riches, listen, this is what you find. The good news is, nigga, you came a long way. The bad news is, nigga, you went the wrong way. Think being broke was better.
Life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Think being broke was better.
Life that's better than yours. No such thing.
Yeah. For what's money without happiness? Or hard times without the people you love? Though I'm not sure what's about to happen next. I ask for strength from the Lord up above, cause I've been strong so far, but I can feel my grip loosening. Quick, do something before you lose it for good. Get it back and use it for good, and touch the people how you did like before. I'm tired of living with demons cause they always inviting more. Think being broke was better. Now I don't mean that phrase with no disrespect to all my niggas out there living in debt. Cash and minimal checks. Turn on the TV, see a nigga Rolex, and fantasize about a life with no stress. I mean this shit sincerely. And as a nigga who was once in your shoes, living with nothing to lose, I hope one day you hear me. Always gonna be a bigger house somewhere, but nigga feel me. Long as the people in that motherfucker love you dearly. Always gonna be a whip that's better than the one you got. Always gonna be some clothes that's fresher than the ones you rock. Always gonna be a bitch that's better out there on the tours. But you ain't never gonna be happy till you love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing, no such thing.
Heart beating fast, let a nigga know that he alive. Fake niggas mad, snakes in the grass, let a nigga know that he arrived.